Recording has started, Olivier. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Gisela. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. This is the ALAC Executive Committee conference call on Wednesday, the 27th of March, 2013. The time is 14:03 UTC. And immediately we can start with a roll call, Gisela, please.
Thank you, Olivier. On today's call, we have Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Evan Leibovich, Carlton Samuels, Tijani Benjema, Cheryl Langdon Orr, we'll be dealing with a beef now, Alan Greenberg, Julie Hammer, apologies noted from Renalia Abdul-Rahim, and from staff we have Heidi Ulrich, Matt Ashtiani, Sylvia Vivanco, and myself, Gisela Gruber. If I could please remind you all to state your names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Olivier.
Thank you very much, Gisela. So today we've got a one-hour call. I'm going to try and make this as efficient as possible for various reasons. I think a number of us have to go early. So let's quickly have a look at the action items of the 26th of March ALAC meeting, which was yesterday. Fresh action items. We'll just have a look at the open action items. I don't see any newly assigned action items on the list. The first two action items are related to the WCIT, and then, as we know, there's been no movement on that. The third one, the Rules of Procedure Working Group, to provide its work to the ALAC. Once the Rules of Procedure Working Group provides its work to the ALAC members will have 2 weeks to read through the work. And then there'll be a single-purpose call, and the ALAC will vote on the new ROP. I think we can say that this is all in order, all moving forward swiftly. Cheryl?
I'm just going, yay!
Yay! Okay, that's great. So there's a yay from Cheryl. Great.
If I can update the group on the status.
Yes, go ahead, Alan, please.
Yeah, the report, the ROP has been updated. I've just got to give it a once-over before sending it out to make sure nothing stupid happened along the way, as often does with Word. And it should go out sometime today. I'm just absolutely overwhelmed in both conference calls and other ALAC-related work that I'm trying to get done. There, you know, it's the we'll talk about the other issues as we go along.
Okay, Alan, thank you very much. I'm absolutely overwhelmed with happiness to see this work proceeded well, so well, and I really have to thank you and Cheryl very much for the shepherding of this process, which has been a long, very long process, as we know. Next, Olivier is to send a call for volunteers to the RALOs and ALAC once a list of working groups that are interested to at large have been compiled. Alan is to provide the GNS working groups that would be of interest and can be joined. Alan, you very kindly listed them yesterday. Staff has made a note of them, and I think we'll be able to take it from there. As soon as I've got a full list, then we will send message out to the mailing list about those working groups. Next, one item which has been done is Cheryl to provide the CCNSO working groups that would be of interest and can be joined. Yes, that's done. Gisela is to provide a list of at-large working groups. That's done as well. All the action items are done on this. Any comments or questions? I don't see anyone putting their hand up, so I invite you to have a look at the action items of the XCOM call, our last XCOM call on the 18th of March. That's barely 9 days ago, goodness. So looking at the open action items first, Olivier is to inform the contact the regional secretariats, asking them to contact the ESO leadership. And Olivier is to make introductions with the ESO leadership. This will be done in the hopes of promoting inter-regional collaboration, inviting the RIRs to the RALO secretariat meeting and furthering cross-community collaboration. Since we are going to be meeting with the RIRs, and I'm sorry, with the ESO leadership in Beijing, I thought we are just a week away from Beijing. It probably is good way forward to first speak to the ASO and then initiate this immediately after Beijing or even during Beijing. Any comments or questions on this? I see no one. Okay. Next, the newly assigned action items. And Heidi is to follow up with ICANN staff on the objections filing. I understand that's been done. Heidi, do you have an update on this?
Yes, this is Heidi. So from ICANN's perspective, yes, all three objections have been received. From the ITC, Matt, correct me, but I believe we received confirmation for two and we're following up almost on a daily basis on the third.
I believe the third, they actually responded to us yesterday. Olivia noticed that.
Okay, because I saw you send one more this morning.
I did, but I was incorrect.
Okay, so they're all three now have been confirmed by the ITC?
Yes, they have, and this is Matt for the record.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you very much. And in fact, if you want to know the correspondence, there is a list now already, the objections list, which contains all of the correspondence in there. Although I think, oh no, it is not open to everyone. It's open to the people on the list. Anyway, next, Heidi is to prepare notes and follow-up action items on all meetings held in L.A.
That has been completed. I'm going to place that into the chat in just a moment. And all people, all staff members that Olivier and Alan met with have been sent those.
Fantastic. Thank you. Heidi to contact Holly Reich and Rinalia Abdul-Rahim urgently if no AP Railo FY14 AC request is received. That's, of course, being received, so that's done. Heidi is to work with Cheryl Langdonor and Alan Greenberg in sending a note on Rule 27 of the Rules of Procedure for the Sunday session. Any update on this?
Matt, these are all complete. Heidi.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you. And next, the metrics as defined by consumer choice are to be discussed on the next ALAC call on the 26th of March. That's been somehow discussed. Certainly, the metrics have been discussed indeed, yes. There was a call for membership of that working group. Evan, have you had any volunteers, additional volunteers?
No. Essentially, the only people that have stepped forward with comments have been Carlton and Thomas Lowenhood, a Neuralo member who was involved in the .nyc. He's actually been the most active contributor.
So no one since yesterday did issue a call that was virtually on our knees?
Nope.
Well, okay.
Here's one of those situations where I have no idea if silence means agreement or if silence means no one gives a damn.
No bad.
It's Alan, or silence means no one's read what you've done, so they don't necessarily know whether they agree or don't give a damn.
So we did ask yesterday,
which is my
for
case,
people to join that group and you know, do some reading and comment and even take part in the working group. So
I understand the rationale.
I'm disappointed of the fact there is absolutely no response at the moment from not much of our ALAC.
Well, I understand the response from the present company in this call, most of whom are absolutely, totally swamped over from the deluge of things coming from Beijing-related events. However, there's an awful lot of people on ALAC who aren't, let's say, not only knee-deep, who aren't even toe-deep in any of this.
Well, I think we might have to do something to make them at least foot-deep into this. Dipping the toe is something that we can't do if just a handful of people assume all the work.
Yeah, but medieval torture machines are outlawed in most places.
Thank you, Alan.
Alan is in a state this morning.
he's in a fighting mood for
his
6 hours.
He's not
that
bloody.
Let's go quickly before we get bitten. So the regions are to be encouraged to do more work with their regional registries. That's to be discussed by the regional secretariat in Beijing, so that still needs to be done. Any comments or questions on any of these action items?
Olivier, this is Evan. Regarding the metric stuff, I mean, how would you like me to proceed? I can essentially incorporate all the comments that I receive, and I'm happy to do so, and most of them have been friendly amendments that I'm quite happy to deal with. But beyond that, you know, this is something that's going to be put forward to the ALAC, and it looks like it's going to be put forward with most of the people not having a clue what this is even all about.
Do you think that we might need to discuss this in Beijing? Maybe spend some time discussing this, and that you can at least take people through what you've written.
Well, I mean, the commitment that was made in the last statement was that we would have something approved in Beijing for forwarding to the board TLD subcommittee, and we made the commitment to do that. So. One way or another, either people are going to sleepwalk or they're going to be aware of it, but this almost has to come up for approval there, one way or the other.
And someone put the URL to whatever you've done in Skype, and I'll try to look at it today. Although when, I do not know.
Okay. It was in. I pasted it into the AC room yesterday, so hopefully...
I know, but AC rooms disappear. That's why I said in Skype.
You'll get it.
Are we looking at new AIs, Matt? I just note that Matt has put something in the chat. It looks like it. Okay, let's go back to the action items of the ALAC meeting yesterday. There are three newly assigned action items which are there, which were not there a moment ago. If you reload your wiki page, you will note. Two active GNSO working groups are RTPD and IGO-NGO, IGO-INGO. ATLANC members are to be invited to join these working groups. That's still to be done. Matt Ashton is to send a placeholder to the staff responsible for the proposed 2013 AA, I believe it probably is RAA, public comment. Advising the ALAC will post a statement on it during the reply period. I think this probably needs to be done today. And then the revised ALAC ROPs are to be translated into the five UN languages and Portuguese. Okay. That's better, actually, as a newly assigned action item. Okay, well, none of these are done yet, and they're all in progress for the record. So let's move on to the next part of this call. That's the policy advice development page. We went through the whole list yesterday of recently adopted ALAC statements. We also went through the list of statements currently being developed. You've got them all in front of you, and you've also got the open public comments. With the currently open public comments, there are no statements for each one of these. For the statement or endorsement currently being developed, reviewed, or voted on by the ALAC, does anyone have any comments or points that they wish to make? Perhaps we can take them one after the other. So the FY14 Community Travel Support Guidelines, Tijani is to draft a statement. How is this coming along, Tijani? You are probably... I can hear you now.
I think.
Sorry, can you say that again, please?
Okay.
Yes, we can hear you now. Go ahead.
So, as I wrote to Alan, I started drafting the statement, but Alan expressed some concern about this new guidelines. So I asked him to send me the points that he would...
It's on my list. I will get to it as soon as I can.
Alan, what do you do all day? You sleep or what? I mean,
that's right. I sleep. I play games on the internet. I take long walks. I sit in the sun. It's just endless what I do.
do you swim as well? You probably do take swimming as well.
In the Saint Laurent.
In the same fictitious swimming pool as relates to the fictitious sun, yes.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you for being frank with us. Finally, we learned the truth.
Finally, you learned the truth. It's about time. It's about time I was honest.
Evan?
Leave Alan alone this morning.
How do I say that?
Oh, I did.
Okay.
Never mind. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Evan.
My question isn't so much about Tijani's point, but something that isn't on this list, and maybe it's inappropriate, but at some point I really need somebody to explain to me how the Budget Finance Subcommittee is working this year. Nuralo got what seemed to be 30 seconds notice to submit stuff. I was totally taken aback, so was everyone else in the region, and as it turned out, It was only one thing that was submitted, and even that was something that Glenn submitted into the committee without having gone through the full Rallo process. And so there was an email back saying, are you guys aware of this? And the answer was yes, but there is absolute total confusion over the budget request process this year. And I don't know if that was shared in other regions. I don't know if that's appropriate for this call. But I know that I've been involved in a couple of submissions in previous years, and at very least we were given the chance to at least have enough time to debate this at a single Rallo call. That didn't happen this year. There was so little notice given, and so we've submitted stuff, but too late for what I think was called the fast track, and now there's reconsideration given to whether or not things are going to be considered for later. I'm just saying the at least for the feedback that I'm getting from the rest of the Rallo is that there is absolute, total, utter confusion about the process and the ways that things were to have been submitted this year. I don't know if there's an appropriate spot because it isn't in this list, but I think it has to be noted of just how this has really confused the heck out of people in the Rallo, so at least in North America.
Okay, thank you.
I would suggest an in-person discussion to make sure we don't do it again. Unless something's to be gained by addressing this today in this meeting when we're all on a tight schedule.
The only reason I'm mentioning it now is because there might still be an opportunity to submit things for the non-fast-track timing of the budget going forward. This was an option that was brought to Nuralo. I don't know if other regions have fought this hard enough to get that response back.
I was talking about the analysis of how it happened.
As chair of the Finance Committee, of the Finance and Budget Subcommittee, I just put a link to the ALAC Subcommittee on Finance and Budget. There are three individuals from Nuralo who are on that list. It is their job to relate to the Rallo and to deal with you. If none of these three have actually done their job correctly, then you have to talk to them. Some regions have worked better than others, I guess, at this, but the reason for this subcommittee is for the people on that subcommittee to take charge of the financing and the speaking to the Rallo about this. It's not a fault of the process, it's a fault of the individuals. Now, with regards to having a second round, the whole system with a first round and a second round was explained on the Finance and Budget Subcommittee. We had several meetings. We had meetings with Xavier Calvez, who explained things quite clearly. And if this hasn't been relayed back to your region, then I don't know what to do. We have so much going on in at large these days. I'm not going to have every single copy of every email sent to every list carbon copied over to the ALAC list because people read even less of them.
No, I understand. But the answer I wanted to get was a region-specific issue that had to do with the people and that other regions had enough time and were able to submit. That's a reasonable answer. And if that's it, right.
Unfortunately, Evan, you are not the only region that was in this situation. Now, I understand there was little time. The schedule was somehow compressed. But had your representatives been in touch with the region immediately when the protest started, then it wouldn't have been just the last few days. And I must say that Heidi had to send several reminders to people, because nothing was received by some region just about an hour before the closing time for the protest. So I find it very funny that the railroads then afterwards complain that they're not given any funding to do anything, but yet when they're asked to actually prepare things, and we all know this time of the year is when we have to prepare things, they don't do anything. Same thing for the questions that we have to ask to the board and to people during ICANN meetings. And those very delegates afterwards that come to us and say, why are the meetings so boring? Why didn't we write the questions? The answer is, actually, you were given a chance to write the questions. I'm not, you know, being upset here, but I'm saying that this is a process where there was time, there was a schedule, and in fact, I think that it went quite smoothly as far as the interaction with the finance department is concerned. Now, understanding this, I have also sent another email to the Finance and Budget Subcommittee to ask whether they think it's okay to have a second round. And because there is a normal track which would need to be submitted before the end of April. So that would then give another month until, you know, the sort of being able to send things. And there is, in fact, another meeting that is scheduled for the 22nd of April, I think, of the Finance and Budget Subcommittee. So they could actually work on that if they needed to. The response I've had so far is total silence. So what can I do? What can I do? There are people from all the regions on there. It seems that they're not interested in financing their regions and helping their region in actually getting things. So I don't know what to say, Evan. Maybe you should ask them if they received the email that was sent to the F&B subcommittee. Maybe it's in their spam box. I don't know.
No, I totally get what you're saying. And it's interesting, like even you noticed that there were submissions that were made in previous years that hadn't been resubmitted, and you were wondering why, and the question was legitimate, and I didn't have an answer.
I raised the question why, because I saw many of the regions not actually resubmitting something they were submitting last year. And it, in the light of the fact that this year there is a new management, we might have a lot more chances of getting things financed. You know, policies do change. So I don't know. I'm going to ask again the Finance and Budget Subcommittee and see what their response is. And if there is no response, then I can't really extract a lot out of a stone. I'm really sorry.
Okay.
Tijani?
Asked and answered.
Yes, thank you, Vivier. I am really surprised, Evan, because this is the first year that we pay really more attention to this, to the process of applying for additional funding for SO and AC. And our subcommittee have done a call with the RALOs, I think, and it was to explain the process and the deadlines.
Yes.
Now, for the fast track, it's too late. But for the normal track, you can, your ALSs or your guys in Nararo can apply, no problem. We will have another meeting on 22. And I think that if you send your request very soon, it will be considered.
Okay, thank you. I was under the impression the fast track was the only meeting considering anything, and that
very clearly. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Next is Alan Greenberg.
Yeah, Olivier, I'm looking at the mailing list. Am I correct that the North American people are Eduardo, Darlene, and Gareth? I'm on the list, but I'm there as an auditor, not as a member, so.
I see Eduardo, Alan, and Darlene listed.
Well, I'm not there as a member, but Gareth is also listed.
No, Alan Skuse is on the list, not you.
No, I...
Yeah, and Alan Skuse is in attendance.
Okay, so also we have four North Americans other than me who are there.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
What can I say?
The RALO has some work to do.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah, well,
and
it affected a lot of our allies.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on then, noting that this was all started with the FY14 community travel support guidelines. But I do thank you, Evan, for asking this question, actually, because I think it had to be put on record, what happened. So I appreciate the question being asked. Now, and hopefully we can have a positive answer to get the second round done and get more. I absolutely want the RALOs to be able to do things. So it only is sad to not see any additional requests. On FY14 community travel support guidelines, coming back to this, Tijani will liaise with Alan on Alan's points. How soon do you think we could have a first draft? Next week? Before Beijing?
I have prepared the first draft, but I am waiting for input from Alan to add them.
Yeah, Tijani, if you send me that, it may make it easier for me to comment. But I will get to it. It will not likely be today. I've got too many other things that have deadlines on them that are today or tomorrow, including several conference calls.
I understand, Alan.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen. So next preliminary
Alan,
issue report.
You expressed. Clearly that you have points that you want to include.
Yeah, I do. I just am not in the point.
But I want your points.
No, I understand. You'll get them. You've never known me not to speak up.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen. Next, the preliminary issue report on GTLD registration data services. Carlton is written down as drafting its statement. How is that coming along, Carlton?
I haven't started yet, but I'll do it sometime this weekend, at least a week, and I might have a few moments.
Okay, excellent. And next, the FY14 Security, Stability, and Resiliency Framework. The ALAC is currently commenting. I invite you all to have a look at the magnificent work that Julie Hammer has drafted. It's short, it's sweet, but it's to the point. I see Alan is going to stand up. Alan?
Sorry, that's an old hand.
Okay. Thank you. So, and we do have a vote that will open on the 11th of April. So we've left this as a long call for comments. We have until the 9th of April to comment. And I think that staff has just sent something out to the list to ask for comments. Next, the public interest commitments dispute resolution procedure. The common period closes on the 19th of April. What did we come up to yesterday? I know that we discussed this, but I can't quite remember how that was. What was the next process for that, Alan?
That wasn't me. I think it was Holly who volunteered.
Oh, it was Holly.
But I'm not 100% sure.
No,
Matt asked me the same question yesterday.
You are correct. Matt, do you have that written down? And would you please follow up with Holly on this?
I've sent her an email. I'm just waiting for a response.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Next, the proposed 2013 RAA. Now, that's much more within our ranks. I've seen a little bit of movement on the list. Alan?
Yeah, thank you. There's been some mail on mailing lists. And again, I said yes. Say that registrant rights is not the right place because it's not necessarily the same subgroup. There has been some mail on there. There have been Holly made a very long posting on the wiki, which I responded to. Carlton made a very short posting on the wiki, which I responded to. Carlton, if you could privately or on the wiki, whichever you choose, get back to me on the questions I asked back, because I'm not quite sure I understand what you're aiming at on a few of the questions. I will try to get something out moderately quickly.
Okay, I'll have a look and get back to you.
Thank you, Alan.
My challenge is, I think we don't want to have a 25-page document. I don't think we want to go off in tangents asking for things which have not been under discussion at all. There is no chance that the RAA is going to be reopened for things that are already closed at this point. Nobody is that much of a masochist.
I agree with you that it should be kept short. I also feel that if you think there are gaps, you're not asking, you're just pointing them out.
No, I understand, but there's no reason, you know, to get in a tizzy, as some people have, over things. You know, this is not the opportunity to fix all the problems in the RAA.
No.
You know, the process we're going through is a horrible one. We should have been involved earlier. We weren't. We all know the sins. But at this point, staff has opened it primarily focusing on the issues where they are not agreeing with registrars. And as I understand it, the board has a real hard decision to make of, do they impose this unilaterally on registrars, which contractually they may be able to do. The wording is sufficiently vague that the registrars may take them to court over it.
Yes, that's right. And I agree with you.
Trying to decide to what extent the community is behind their positions versus the registrars' positions, and to what extent should they risk cleaving the community in half and ending up with a lawsuit over this particular issue. And I think that's where we have to try to provide as much guidance as we can.
I agree with you. I agree with you. And that's why I think the way, make it short, make it so we agree with this, we agree that we support this, we support this, we support this.
Okay, thanks.
That's the whole point of my writing that way.
Okay, let's go on.
Okay. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Then we can move on to the next thing.
Evan has his hand up.
Oh, I didn't see that. Sorry about this, Evan. Please, go ahead.
I think it's appropriate to mention at this moment that the kind of GNSO-wide support that registrars are trying to muster against what is generally being claimed to be a staff conspiracy is starting to get, I think, reasonably widespread support in the GNSO. In monitoring the NCSG mailing lists and elsewhere, there is an extreme amount of anger that the different constituencies are feeding upon each other in trying to say that the staff have declared essentially war on the community, are usurping the MSM, and in fact right now I'd say there's a reasonable shot that the NCSG and possibly is going to try and get the support of other constituencies, is planning to launch an ombudsman complaint against ICANN senior staff for subverting the MSM, not only in the RAA issue, but also in the trademark clearinghouse-related issues as well. So just a little bit of a heads up that the kind of GNSO-wide support for perception that staff is trying to override the MSM and trying to override the quote-unquote community that they've built up may be as serious or more serious than you think, and it is beyond simply just the registrar stakeholders. Thanks.
Thanks very much, Evan. I see Alan has put his hand up. Alan?
Yes, that is true. And there already is an ombudsman support over the original straw man proposal. And the board, at some level, didn't think this through clearly. On the other hand, what they put in is not a simple unilateral, the board can change the contract when they want. You know, there was a 2-year process and waiting period and discussions that goes along with it. So everyone is presenting their part of the, you know, it's the classic elephant analysis. And, you know, everyone is playing a game of presenting the part of it that they like or don't like and ignoring the rest. And I think we need to take a position somewhere in the middle. We may not win, but I think we need to be taking a rational position. And if you remember, I brought that issue up on the briefing call, and James Bladel basically agreed with me that ICANN does need an out. He may not do that in a formal registrar meeting, but you know, we need an out, but we've got to make sure it's reasonable, and I think we can propose something that meets that. So, you know, it may not be, it's not going to meet the agreement of some of the parties, but let's see what we go and see if we can get agreement on it. But Evan is right. This particular issue is the first time the GNSO has come together on anything in my life, as far as I can remember.
Wow. That has to be the statement of the day. Thank you very much, Alan.
Other than rubber stamping things that ended up being milk toast, because that's the way the multi-stakeholder model works.
Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Okay, right. Well, thank you very much, gentlemen, for this, and I'm glad to see that there is much work at least going on into our discussions for our comments on the RAA. Staff will send a note that we will be submitting something, and I gather that we probably won't be submitting it much before the end the period closing on the 19th, due to the I think there probably is a lot of work, and we might even discuss this in Beijing. Right, next, the statement on WCIT outcomes. Well, that's still awaiting Olivier to draft a statement, so that's still pending.
Stop. Olivier, stop swimming so much and get to work.
I know, it's just one of these things. I enjoy travel, fun, parties, the whole lot, way too much, and I should really get down to doing some real work. Go ahead, Cheryl.
As this is the transcript record and archived, and Google crawls will go through the words, we are very much in a mood of tongue-in-cheek and to do high amusement, with the exception of Alan's recent analysis of the GNSO, which was spot on and is no IA joke.
Which was very good indeed, yes. Well done. Okay, let's have a look. Review of the ALAC meeting that took place on the 26th of March, 2013. I thought it was quite a good, productive meeting. It lasted the usual 2 hours rather than 1.5 hours, but actually even a bit more than 2 hours as well. But But it went very fast for me. I hope it went fast for you as well. Any comments or questions on the revised rules of procedures, the update from FBSC, the update from selected at-large working groups, review of at-large meeting schedule, or, in fact, I think that we might have a few words to say about the new GTLD working group recommendation on post-objection filing activities. The floor is open. See, that there's not very much more to be said, okay? Well, certainly on the post-objecting filing activities, I think that the next step now will be to populate a group. There is a question that has been asked several occasions already, which is if we're going to follow up with those three objections, we need to have a subject leader, an objection leader for each one of them, and I think that it was Alan who suggested that we would have different people for them. Maybe we could have the same along the different groups, but maybe different leader for each one of these. Any thoughts on that?
Sorry, I had to step away for a moment, and I just heard my name mentioned, so I don't know what you're talking about. Just point me to the right item.
The item number 7, at-large new GTLD working group recommendations on post-objecting filing, objection filing activities.
Oh, okay. Thank you. No. Yes, I did make that suggestion. No, I don't have any comments.
Okay. Tejani?
Yes, this is about the rule of procedure, and again and again and again, thank you, Alan. Alan was able to incorporate even my very late comments in the text. So big thanks to Alan.
Okay, thank you, Shani. Go ahead, Cheryl.
Thanks, Shani. Thank you for that. And I do think that perfect world, I'll actually be able to go on to the next steps now with the slightly twilighted rules of digital, I think, is either 72 or 73. Back to the objection procedure, though, I think that there would be something to be said for having the same people but with different leadership. You can spread people, you can spread people very thin on the ground and perhaps risk losing expertise if you insist on completely new groups for each of the objections. That said, I need to declare that I must stay at more than arm's length from all things new DTLD, and I want my comment here under those lights. I'm looking at it from a pragmatic and logistics point of view. In no way any sort of suggestion on the necessity or otherwise of the objection process. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Cheryl. Good point. Well, I suggest that in order for us to discuss this further and really take next steps, we wait until Beijing to get going. We have issued a call for... no, we've not issued a call for members yet.
I'm stepping away for a bit.
Safe, so many other things taking place simultaneously. Having not had much response yet from the ITC, the dispute resolution, we probably need to... I'm losing concentration on this now. We probably need to discuss this further over in Beijing, face-to-face, and work out a plan moving forward. What I encourage you all to think about right now is to think of those people you know within at large to perhaps ask directly if they are not on the review group yet. I know that the one step that would take place would be to ask members of the review group if they wish to remain on this objections group now, because some might not be willing to continue. And then once these are transferred over, we would then also ask for new members to come in. And certainly there is a need for the old members to be there, if only for the historical perspective and knowledge. There is also another concern, which is to continue entertaining the dialogue with the original objector, the organization that sent its objections to the ALAC to start with. That's certainly something that needs to be followed up, and I will be speaking to Dev about this, since Dev has been in contact with the objector to start with. So that's this section. Rules of procedure, I don't think there's very much else to say. We are moving towards a vote. The FBSC, we've spoken about already. The at-large working group updates, that was fine. Is there anything else you wish to touch on? Evan, go ahead.
Hi, Olivia. I still wanted to just have a quick word back on the issue of the objection process. One of the things I think we're going to need to do is also go back to people who were involved in the discussions who were speaking in favor of putting forward the objections. One of the issues that you have a couple of people that were involved in this, including myself, Avery, and Carlton, who really didn't believe in a lot of the heart of the objections themselves. So it's going to be necessary not only to have people that are comfortable with the process, but people who are comfortable with taking an advocacy position. You've advocated in favor of the objection. So have people like Renalia. I think we need to go and look for people who not only are comfortable with the process, but also now have to be involved in taking an advocacy role why we wanted the objections, what it is we want out of negotiations with the applicants. I think that's going to be necessary in order for this second step to be effective. We're moving from a purely process-driven role now to one that more involves advocacy and defined goals that we want to get out of negotiations before, you know, anticipating there might be a step in which what we want has been satisfied and we will withdraw the objections before getting to a service provider. So the needs, I think, are changing dramatically as we go from the process of filing the objections to actually negotiating them. Thanks.
Negotiating. Thank you. Thank you for this, Evan. Very good point, too. Okay, so let's move on, I think. Let's look at the next item on our list, and that's the meeting schedule for the 46th ICANN meeting in Beijing. Heidi, would you please lead us through that? And you might be muted, Heidi. I can't hear you. Have we lost Heidi? Hello? I can hear someone else on the line, so there's someone, at least I'm not the one who's dropped off.
Olivier Giesler here, we're just checking on Heidi.
Okay, thank you.
Can you put the link in the chat, because it's not working on the agenda for me, sorry.
Sure, I'll put that into the chat right now.
Thank you, Chana, thank you. I don't know why the looks aren't working off this end of it. The mysteries of the Interconnect room just continue to amaze. Thank you, Matt.
No problem.
Record, Matt and I are having an ongoing dialogue with the one thing.
Hi.
Sorry,
Heidi's back. Heidi, yes.
Sorry,
Heidi's back.
Okay, Heidi, you have the floor to take us through the agenda of the meeting, the Beijing meeting, please.
Okay, just in the interest of time, I think really the agendas are all set. Invitations were sent out yesterday. We're getting confirmations back. I just want to bring your attention to two meetings that have changed. One is the ALAC meeting with the NCSG that is now going to be Monday between 14 and 15. That was moved from Wednesday. And then the other one is the new GTLD objection meeting. The full new GTLD meeting, and that is now moved a little bit later on Wednesday to 16 to 1700, as there was a conflict for Aubrey with that one. Besides that, I think the urgent thing really is to get the wikis we've set up for questions to the board, very urgent. Also for Sally and her GSE team, we would need questions for both the GSE as well as the communications departments that she had. She also came back and asked whether for that Sunday session with her, whether the regional vice president should be there. And I think that's an excellent idea, but that's up to you. Any comments on that, whether her regional vice president should come to that meeting, that session as well?
Cheryl here. I, in my capacity as one of the other work groups, which isn't functioning specifically in the Beijing meeting, I think that was wonderful.
Okay,
thank you,
Cheryl.
I'm all for it, Heidi. I did answer, and I think I'm all for it as well. Definitely.
Okay, and then
can I ask if there is no Asia Pacific VP at that stage? Perhaps someone could have known that collection of material information from those meetings and passing it on when someone is appointed.
Okay. I believe that Judge Ong Lee is still going to be there for Beijing, but I am aware.
Terribly useful.
I'll find out. Yeah, I know that they're very
close. Someone who does care and can be effective would actually capture the information and pass it on to someone who will be replacing him. Is that clear?
Okay, I'll find out. I know they're very close, so I'll see if they expect that person to be in Beijing. besides that, again, Gisela, Susie, you're going to be handling all your social and your informal meetings because there's just too many for me to keep track. So, Gisela, do you have any updates on all of those lunches and breakfasts, et cetera, that the ex-com and liaisons are going to? Or are you going to be sending a list to them, Gisela? Gisela, if you're speaking, we can't hear you.
Sorry, talking to myself. Gisela here. No, Gisela here. I'm talking to myself. I'll send through a list. I'm still finalizing venues, but I think even before finalizing the venues, I'll send the list through to Olivier just to approve, and then I'll send it to the ExCom and liaisons on where, when, and how. But the ones that you're already aware of are the Saturday night dinner with the ExCom, and then you've got James Seng's dinner on Sunday night. Monday we have the ExCom and GAC lunch, and Monday night's the showcase, very important. And I know other people will be going on to other events after the showcase. Tuesday we have the cocktail with the board, very important, 6 to 7. And then I know that Olivier's got ISOC, and then there's the music night. And Wednesday is just the gala evening and the ASO breakfast, which I'll be setting up. And Thursday, ExCom and registrar lunch. So it's a pretty full schedule.
Gee, you're putting in the Marriott large calendar, are you? Or?
Sorry?
Cheryl, are you planning on putting those in the at-large calendar or just giving them to those involved?
Well, for the smaller groups, which is just the ExCom and, for instance, GAC registrars, etc., they will be in your schedule, Cheryl, and in Olivier's, but I won't put them on the main at-large. I've already updated all the calendars. So, Cheryl, if you see things that you really don't want to attend, just eject them. I may have added meetings that you're really not interested in.
Yeah, understood. I don't mind the overlap. I just don't know.
Everything's...
locations and things will be appearing.
Yeah, Gisela here. The ICANN Google Calendar has been... The at-large Google Calendar has been all updated with everything.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And now we have Alan Greenberg. Please.
Yeah, thank you. I may have missed some of the gist because the voice was, Gisela's voice was very garbled, but for things that are ExCom and liaisons, please, if we can get something out very soon, even if it's not finalized, I'm getting requests for other meetings and calls coming in quickly, and I'd like to know what I'm locked into at this point, even if it changes for the for ALAC. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. I think that we'll have our usual dinner on Saturday night. Isn't that correct, Gisela?
No, that one I was already told about, but if there's others, and it sounds like there are a number of other events, if we could have them out in a way that I can look at afterwards.
Okay.
I didn't take notes as Gisela was talking.
Okay, excellent. Thank you, Alan. So we'll just get Gisela to put them in email form and then email it to us. And we'll all be clear on the time, dates, etc. Back to you, Heidi.
No, I think I'm finished. I think really the urgent thing at this point is just get questions in for the various people that you're meeting that we have Wikipedia
yep.
set up. So again, the board, the GAT, the GSC, the communications team, and also start thinking about you, Olivier, what you'd like to say very briefly at the board cocktails.
Right, okay. So I think what we'll do if we can do this ASAP, I'm going to spend a couple of hours looking at the board questions, which are the ones that we need to really draft as soon as possible, and then take it from there. Hopefully, if we can all really put our minds together and ask those questions, put them on the wiki quickly, and then we can move forward. We are meeting with the GAC. We are meeting with the board. With the GAC leadership, we are meeting with the board. Let's have some meaningful conversations with them and make the best of it. Any other comments or questions?
Cheryl here. Olivier, with your questions for the board, I know I was responding on one or other social network chat or something today while I was running around various places. Have you shared those for the rest of the, some of the, potential questions, at least for the board, that were being discussed? I know Alan contributed and I'd contributed, but I don't think we were putting that to the wiki at that stage. I just didn't want the things to be not captured and not shared with your ex-com at all. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Cheryl. Any other comments or questions? Okay, so now we move over to any other business. Is there any other question or comment to make? This is our last call before Beijing, or our last call at the ExCom before Beijing. So I wanted to thank you all for all of the work that you've done until now. I wanted to wish you good luck for all of the work that's coming up for us, and really safe travels for everyone, and looking forward to see you all in Beijing. It will be an interesting week for us. It will no doubt be absolutely hectic, but I'm sure that it will be enjoyable. So safe travels. Thanks very much to staff for supporting us all these days and nights and 24 hours and all that. And this call is now adjourned. Bye-bye.
Thanks, all.
Thank you.
Thanks, Alan. Take care.
See you in Beijing. Bye-bye.
Olivia, are you likely to be on the ATRT call tonight?
Yes, I will be, unfortunately. It's at 2 o'clock in the morning from 2 until 3:30. It's going to kill me.
I understand. That's why I was asking. All right. I sent you a note about it. Opportunities for a Skype chat whenever you think you'll have time, let me know.
We'll probably do it before the ATRT call.
Okay, or before if you want me to do any of the reservations. And stuff. Bye-bye.
All right, take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone. Safe travels.